Usually in church they say be blessed as you receive. Even here you can decide to be blessed. There's a song that I know. If you listen, I know you will love it. It's in my heart with all its rhythm and the purpose it holds that's within. Owitumuka, okwe kabare, ai chigezi, chigezi, my motherland. Now I cannot dance when all of you are looking at me like that. So can we have the music playing so that I show these people how we dance, where I come from? Pachigo, please come and we dance.
There's a song that I know.
Come, we have to dance today. No excuses.
It's in my heart with all its rhythm and the purpose it holds that's within.
Come,
oh,
wait, Luca. Don't worry.
I chigezi, my motherland, Barachitana. Hey, let me show in the banda. Imuisha mulela, imuisha. Sume hasa chigezi.
What did you people eat? Friend, if you ate these chips that I just saw, you can't dance this. The little energy I've used is one I came with from Uganda. I'd eaten sweet potatoes and a lot of maize. I knew what I was coming to do. So you who is going to come and risk here, and before you know it, there's an ambulance. It's okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for sitting and listening. Thank you for judging me in silence. And thank you so much for risking to make me hold this microphone and make a fool of myself for your pleasure. So thank you so, so, so much. This is like the climax of all climaxes. You stand up and clap for someone and they don't want to go. This is when you know I've come to colonize. So, I was told to risk and give us a chance to ask three questions. Really good questions. If you ask uncomfortable stuff, get ready for uncomfortable answers. If you ask intelligent things, expect the most intelligent answer from me. So do we have the microphones going through? Yes, I'm scared already. Hey, you can come. We just need three questions. There's one there. And there's one there. We have our three.
You need to be scared.
I am. I'm very scared.
Because I'm from Uganda.
Oh, dear me. Okay.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Oh, the shoes come on.
Dear, they might be recording me answering. I need to look like I was ready.
Anyway, comedy has always been a men's world. How did you navigate and how did you break through that men's world and become the queen of comedy?
Aha! I think this world has always been a men's world. Yeah? But now it's becoming our world as well. For fear of scaring anyone that wants to try and venture into the business, I can't discourage you. The things I went through, I don't think were too difficult. Otherwise, I would not have made it. So yes, I had challenges, just the same challenges you'd get if you decided right now that you want to study to be a pilot. There'll be challenges. If you want to be a very amazing housewife, there'll be challenges. If you want to be an amazing accountant, there'll be challenges. So I don't want to point out and make it seem like the stand-up world was a difficult place to be in. It wasn't easy, but whatever that was needed to be done, I did it because I knew what I wanted. And I had beautiful people. I have a team of people that really understand me in, out. You notice I don't hire people that are taller than me. I don't want to be feeling bad about myself. Yeah. So no, I really have amazing people around me, and the same people I had 10, 11 years ago before as anybody are the same people with me because they know I can't be a celeb around them. They'll be like, Anne, that's not your accent. It's not your accent. Like, I can't be anyone else with these two judges. Always judging me. So it's a brilliant team I have. I didn't do it alone. It's not easy. And if you want to do it, brace yourself. It's not easy, but you can do it. I mean, small, short, black as I am, I did it. So you can do it. I hope I answer you. Yes.
Hello, I'm Leah Nakaima from Jinja, Uganda.
Yeah, they want to know. We just continue. They can't understand.
I know.
Uh-huh.
I can't express how much excited, how much happy, how much privileged I am to like look at you. I've been hearing you. I'm from Uganda. I looked for always of at least meeting with you and at least saying hello, but I am just like
Leah,
so
why
thankful.
Are you looking? I've been in Uganda everywhere.
I know.
Continue. I like what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so the question I had is, so I know you're empowering women through comedy and like showing them that they have all it takes to do whatever they want to see, the change they want. How do you think, like, what one advice can you give someone? Like, I don't relate to comedy, but it's fun to me, though I have a passion somewhere else. But how would you, what one word can you leave with me to, like, keep me going besides having courage and doing it, like, setting my goals and going for them? Like, what one word do you want to leave with me?
You see what I was talking about? The English words that are put together and suddenly you don't think you understand English. Now I'm confused. The whole question is like a whole workshop. I need to sit down and do marks, point number one, point number two. The only thing I can give you, no matter what it is you want to do, you might want to be a doctor, you might want, just be sure, is that what you want to do? Because number one, you're a woman. So you might not have time playing around with that energy that you have within that time, guessing to see whether or doing something because your parents told you to do it or doing something because your boyfriend will judge you if you decide to do something else. You need to be sure, is this what I want to do? So that if you're fighting, you're fighting for the exact thing that you really want to do. So, even if you have to become a bouncer, be sure. Is that what you want? So that when they box you, you don't retreat. You come back with that one eye till you become the best bouncer. Yeah? So I think you just need to know, is it what I want to do? then give it your all. We shall understand when we know that that's what we really want to do. Third question. Sorry, there's even a man. Okay, let's give the gentleman.
What do you want to? Okay, you want a silly question? Maybe I'm expecting silly answer.
Yes, silly question, silly answer.
Okay. What do you get from Idi Amin Dadi? He was funny. He was dictator. Mm-hmm. He was really awful. Mm-hmm. But is there anything that you learn, you know, in terms of his sense of humor?
Him and his life. The funny thing is that me and you view Idi Amin from different light. I understand when you view Idi Amin as the terrorist that woke up one day and didn't want to see your face and said, go. But coming from a point right now where I'm in a country where I think the citizens in that country are not getting what they want from the government and a lot is being taken by the people that come, I view him in a different light. I love his humor. And at some point, I want him to come back, believe it or not, because he meant protection for me, for the Ugandans that were there. Then, no matter how shrewd his ways were, I see him differently. So it's hard for me to give you an answer that will make you go to bed happy. Yeah? You know, but I believe his ways could have been better, but I cannot crucify Idi Amin. I can't. Because what he did it harshly, did it the way he knew how, but it saved some of the things that we still have in Uganda right now. If you look around, the developments that he put have been sustained. Yeah, so it's a double sword, yeah? I don't want to praise him for the ill that he did, but then I can't trump over him because we have celebrations for him at home. One more, yeah. Okay, two, that's it. One microphone here, one the other side, and then we are done. Yes, young girl.
Hi, so my question is, you know, with African parents, it's like...
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Nairobi, Kenya. Sana, karibu, Wellesley, na tumefurahi sana kukuona hapa.
Okay, stop there. Only sasa, that's all I know.
Yeah. My dad speaks Chiga though, so I feel the connection.
Yeah. Stop it.
Anyway, I was going to say, with African parents, you can only be three things, right? A doctor, a lawyer.
Engineer.
There's four. A doctor, lawyer, engineer, and then the rest, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering... I'm wondering for you who's you know maybe category four, right? How did you?
Yeah, which of yes, that's the norm. And if you don't celebrate it, then it gets you off guard.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering how you convinced your parents to go into comedy and what they thought about it when you said to them that you weren't going to do those traditional, like careers.
Yes. For starters, I don't know why they needed convincing. Because every time I came home, I never even became halfway the last in class. And I would come with certificates, best dancer, best drama, best soloist. The sitting room was full of my accolades. Best soloist, best, you know. So when I finished Essex and wanted to do drama, I really didn't understand why my father didn't want me to. But his explanation was, funny, but made sense in his ear. He said, what are you going to run? You've been dancing. We've seen you dancing. You've acted. You've been singing. What singing are they going to teach you? What drama are they going to teach? How am I going to pay school fees in a university for you to go and dance some more, sing some more, and act some more? And from where he's coming from, you could see he was not about to pay his hard-earned money. He was a banker who had been retrenched. By the time I went to university, he didn't have enough money to, priorities. That's what he was telling me. And you can see where he was coming from. And you know what I did? I did social sciences. Yeah. Then I got that degree. And I gave it to them. Took a picture. I took a picture, graduation picture. I gave them, said, thank you very much, yeah? But when I was at university, I was studying evening social sciences. So during the day, I was at the National Theater. I was in the music department. I even had lecturers that warned me and said, you're very unserious. We've never seen you in class. One day you come to do exams. We shall show you. And they weren't my lecturers, but they used to see me a lot in their department and thought I was actually a music student. But I knew what I wanted. Like I said, don't waste your time. Don't lose track of what exactly you want. I went, studied that degree, and gave it to them. You see, by the time you give them the degree that they have paid for, what more can they say? Because at that point, how old are you? You're probably 22. By that time, whatever it is you want to do, you're already in line with it. Within that time, I was already acting. Even when I was doing social sciences, I was already acting at the National Theatre. So it was easy for me to continue. Well, there was no money at all, by the way. And they made fun of that over and over again. But it also goes back to, is it something you wanted to do? Because that means you will take that long road that is needed, that weight that is needed, because you know what it is that you want. So yes, I studied, I respected my parents, gave them their degree, but I don't think they also know where they put it. Because now I have about 37 awards from all over the world, and they have nothing to do with social sciences. And I had, Kakenya said she grew up in a poor family. I wanted to compare notes. Like, you guys, did you have leftovers at home? Or you'd eat everything? Because we were all so poor, eh? The only difference is we never slept hungry. Just that there were no leftovers. When we ate, we finished. Like, even the rats would not have what to eat if they came at night. So that's the kind of family that's coming from. So you can't stand and disrespect that money that they feel they're giving you for a good education. And I think I'm able to relate with people better because of the psychology I learned in social sciences. I learned sociology, things that then I thought were wasting my time, but I think they've equipped me with skills that I didn't think would come in handy, but they are coming in handy. So you'll manage. If it's what you really want to do, you'll manage. Our last question. I hate exams.
Hi, Kintime. I love you so much.
I love you more.
Like, so much.
So, okay, me, I'm on so. You started, like, so.
Thank you for a beautiful show. My question was, you know, you are an African woman who's a leader in, you know, yes, in our, from our perspective. And I just wanted to know, what do you think, what is your vision for Africa, like moving forward? Because this is a leadership conference, you know, we must speak about like the type of women that are needed for Africa to prosper and to continue and to actually be a place where everything happens, which is where it started, you know? So what is your vision for Africa?
Do you see what America is now?
Yes.
I think Africa won't even be known as America is known now. Because everything, this is what I believe, everything beautiful, raw, indigenous is African. It is African. Today morning, let me give you a small example. I know you're talking about leadership, but today morning we're having breakfast and I love fruits and I served a pineapple. Thank you, man. I'm telling you. I know what you're talking about. She already knows what I suffered today. So I go to the breakfast cafeteria with my plate and I put pineapples. You people expected pineapples. What I was given, I don't know what it is. I actually asked the man, I was like, what's this? It looked like a pineapple. She said, eat it. It's a pineapple. Eat it. That was not a pineapple. If your children are growing up eating those things and calling them pineapples, they don't know what a pineapple is. I'm telling you. So when you say, what vision do I have for Africa? My God. okay, the vision I have for myself as an African woman is so wide, I can't start telling you where I think I'm going to be. So I can't begin to tell you where my continent is going to be, even 5 years from now, because, man, Wakanda came and Wakanda did everything. Hey. So when you're asking me to get a bombshell in my head, if you want me to tell you where Africa is going to be in just 10 years, just 10 years, let's not go very far. Eh? Just 10 years. You people, I feel like I've passed this exam. Can I go home now? I think we are done. Thank you.